Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Welcome to Hapae Kaiwa Podcast with Jun Senesak, episode 482. Hey, what's going on, everyone? Jun here with Hapae Kaiwa. Do you take English lessons? If yes, do you have the same teacher every time, or do you switch it up? When I used to run an Eikaiwa school in LA, I noticed that most of my students preferred to stick with only one or two teachers they felt comfortable with. There is nothing wrong with this approach, as it makes learning more enjoyable and motivates you to continue. However, if you want to truly improve your speaking and communication skills, I'd highly recommend learning from a variety of teachers. In today's podcast, let me explain why I think it's important to learn from different teachers. 皆さんは英語のレッスンを受けていますか?受けている方は毎回同じ講師にしていますか?それとも講師を変えていますか?以前、LA で英会話スクールを経営していたとき、生徒のほとんどが気の合う講師を一人か二人選んでレッスンをしていることに気づきました。学習がより楽しくなり、継続する意欲が湧くので、このやり方は悪いことではありませんが、本当にスピーキングやコミュニケーションのスキルを向上させたいのであれば、様々な講師から学ぶことを強くお勧めします。今日のポッドキャストでは、なぜいろいろな講師から学ぶことが大切なのかを説明しましょう。When you're looking for an English teacher,It's important to find someone who you get along with, shares your interests, and has a similar learning style. It's all about finding a tutor who you really click with because when you enjoy your lessons, you learn so much more. Plus, it's important to choose a tutor who matches your learning style. For example, if you like to receive feedback often, you'll need a tutor who's detail-oriented and meticulous. But if you prefer to chat freely,then you'll need a tutor who's a good listener and easygoing. Once you've found a teacher who you really connect with and who fits your learning style, stick with them. That way, you'll make the most progress possible. 英語講師を探すときは、気の合う人、興味のあることを共有できる人、学習スタイルが自分に合っている人を見つけることが大切です。自分と相性がいい講師が見つかれば、レッスンは楽しいし、レッスンが楽しいとより多くのことを学ぶことができます。さらに、自分の学習スタイルに合った講師を選ぶことも大切です。例えば、頻繁にフィードバックが欲しい場合、細部にまでこだわるきめ細かい講師がいいでしょう。しかし、自由におしゃべりするのを求めるなら、聞き上手でおおらかな講師がいいでしょう。自分の学習スタイルに合った気の合う講師を見つけたら、その講師でレッスンを続けるのは大切なことです。そうすれば可能な限り上達することができます。It's important to keep in mind that having English lessons only with your favorite tutor might not be the best idea. After a while, you might start to feel like you're making progress and that you're becoming better at understanding your tutor and expressing yourself in English. However, this can create the illusion that you're making more progress than you actually are.Although your English may have improved, you're really just getting more comfortable with your tutor's way of speaking. You're also more relaxed around your tutor, which makes it easier to speak English. That being said, in real-life situations, you'll encounter people who speak differently, and it may be more challenging to communicate effectively. 大切なのは、お気に入りの講師とだけ英会話レッスンを受けることがベストとは限らないことを心に留めておくことです。その講師としばらくレッスンを受ければ、講師をより理解できるようになり、英語で自分をより表現できるようになり、上達しているように感じるようになります。しかし、これは実際よりも進歩しているように錯覚させる可能性があります。もちろん、英語は上達しているかもしれませんが、実際にはお気に入りの講師の話し方に慣れてきているだけなのです。また、講師と一緒にいるとリラックスできるので、英語が話しやすくなります。そうは言っても、実生活の場面では、お気に入りの講師とは異なる話し方をする人と出会い、 効果的にコミュニケーションを取ることが難しくなるかもしれません。That's why mixing up your English lessons with different tutors can be super helpful. It's just like real life. Not everyone speaks the same way, so it's important to expose yourself to different types of spoken English. If you only take lessons with tutors who are easy to understand, you'll never be able to understand those who speak differently. Plus, it's also helpful for getting over nervousness when speaking English. It's completely normal to feel nervous when you're speaking English, especially when you're communicating with someone for the first time. And typically, when you're nervous, it's hard to speak English. Your mind goes blank, and even simple words don't come out. But the more you talk with people, the less nervous you'll feel, and the better your English will become. So don't be afraid to mix it up and try new tutors. It's the best way to improve your spoken English skills. だからこそ、さまざまな講師との英会話レッスンをミックスすることは非常に有効なのです。実生活と同じで、誰もが同じ話し方をするわけではありません。だから、さまざまなタイプの話し言葉に触れることが大切です。わかりやすい講師とばかりレッスンを受けていると、違う話し方をするネイティブを理解することができません。それに、英会話レッスンをミックスすることは英語を話すときの緊張をほぐすのにも役立ちます。英語を話すとき、特に初対面の人とコミュニケーションを取るとき、緊張するのは普通のことです。緊張しているときは、英語を話すのが難しくなり、頭が真っ白になって、簡単な単語さえ出てこなくなることがあります。しかし、人と話せば話すほど、緊張しなくなり、英語もより上手に話せるようになります。なので、怖がらずに新しい講師を試してみてください。それが英会話上達の一番の近道です。So, my suggestion is to take classes with compatible tutors once or twice a week and explore a new tutor weekly. From personal experience, I've seen students make significant strides in their English by varying their tutors. So it's definitely worth giving it a shot and seeing how it works for you.
そこで私が提案するのは、週に1、2回相性のいい講師の授業を受け、毎週新しい講師を試すことです。個人的な経験ですが、講師を変えることによって英語力が飛躍的に伸びた生徒さんをたくさん見てきました。なので、皆さんも試してみる価値はあると思います。
Alright, let's get into today's topic. In today's conversation, Maria talks about two major issues in America.The southern border and opioid crisis. Let's listen and learn more about the social issues happening in the U.S.
さあ、今日の課題に入りましょう。今日の会話では、マリアはアメリカで最も問題となっているアメリカとメキシコの国境問題とオピオイド危機の2つの問題について話します。今日の会話を聞いて、アメリカで起きている社会問題について学びましょう。
Are you guys ready?Let's get started. Questions of the day.
今日の質問
Number one. According to Maria, why do doctors and pharmaceuticals in the United States push narcotic drugs to their patients?
マリアによると、なぜアメリカの医師や製薬会社は患者に医療用麻薬を勧めるのでしょうか?
Number two.What is the normal use of opioids or morphine?
オピオイドやモルヒネは通常どのように使用されていますか?
Number three. How do many people become addicted to opioids?
多くの人はどのようにしてオピオイド中毒になりますか?
Live conversation.
America, that's one of the number one issues we talked about.
The southern border issue has been going on, and you know, Trump wanted to build a wall, and he said Mexico was going to pay for it, and then Mexico was like, we're not paying for that. And then Trump tried to get the funds to do it. So, I don't really know what's going on with that currently. I just moved back, and that's not something I heard about abroad. But I do know the drug use is a huge issue in the United States. You know, our doctors and pharmaceutical sales really try to pushthose kind of narcotics onto people because they make a huge profit off of it. And there are so many Netflix documentaries right now about that situation. I know one just was released maybe a month ago about the opioid crisis that we had with OxyContin and how that whole thing got started. It's a big problem. So a lot of drugs that are legal here are illegal in other countries because they make a lot of money off of us being sick.
Well, these are prescription medicines or things you can buy from a pharmacy.
Yeah, well, they're controlled substances. So it's class two controlled substance. So you either get it from a hospital or you get it from a doctor, and it shouldn't be a normal problem. You usually only have those when you have surgery, but they give them out quite frequently now.
Oh, right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. They're just chronic illnesses, but then obviously it gets into the public use through that avenue.
So you're supposed to only take opioids or morphine or, you know, OxyContin when you're having a surgery or when you are, you know, doing chemotherapy and having cancer or something very extraneous to where you're in a huge amount of pain. However, because of what's been happening, I don't know, the past 30 years, the FDA has not been so regulated on the technicalities of what's to say they can be used for. As long as a doctor is paying attention, he can advise his patients to take these kind of prescriptions.
Okay.
And then those people are getting addicted, and then it's starting this whole thing. So, because they're addictive substances, it's not something that you're supposed to take for a headache.
Let's go over the answers. 今日の質問に答えていきましょう。 Number one. According to Maria, why do doctors and pharmaceuticals in the United States push narcotic drugs to their patients?
マリアによると、なぜアメリカの医師や製薬会社は患者に医療用麻薬を勧めるのでしょうか?
She says they push those drugs because of the huge profit they stand to gain from doing so.
彼女は医療用麻薬を勧めることで、膨大な利益が得られるからだと言います。
Number two. What is the normal use of opioids or morphine?
オピオイドやモルヒネは通常どのように使用されていますか?
Maria says opioids are normally only taken by someone prior to surgery, chemotherapy, or some other intense medical procedure.
マリアはオピオイドは通常、手術前や抗がん剤治療、その他の激しい痛みが伴う治療の場合にのみ服用するものだと言います。
Number 3.How do many people become addicted to opioids?
多くの人はどのようにしてオピオイド中毒になりますか?
Doctors can prescribe opioids to their patients, but this can cause some patients to become addicted to them.
医師は患者にオピオイドを処方することができますが、患者によっては中毒になってしまう場合もあります。
Summary 会話の要約Maria shares with Philip two major issues in America, the southern border and opioid crisis. She recounts the story of how former President Donald Trump said that his administration would build a wall on the border between the U.S. and Mexico, and that Mexico would pay for the wall.
マリアはアメリカで最も問題となっているアメリカとメキシコの国境問題とオピオイド危機の2つの問題についてフィリップに話します。マリアはトランプ前大統領が自身の政権の時にアメリカとメキシコの国境に壁を建設し、その費用をメキシコに負担させようとしていたことについて話します。
But another crisis in America is the opioid epidemic. Maria says that some doctors and pharmaceutical companies push the use of opioids because it delivers them large profits.
しかし、アメリカのもう一つの危機はオピオイドの問題です。マリアは一部の医師や製薬会社は利益のためにオピオイドの使用を推進していると言います。
Some drugs that are legal in the U.S. are illegal in other countries, including certain opioids. Such opioids are classified as class 2 controlled substances in the U.S., meaning you normally get them from a hospital or a prescription.
アメリカでは合法でも他の国では違法な薬物がたくさんあり、その中に一種のオピオイドが含まれています。そのようなオピオイドは、アメリカではクラス2の規制薬物に分類されているため、病院または処方箋なしでは薬をもらうことはできません。
Typically, these drugs are only used for intensive medical procedures,
such as chemotherapy or surgery. But when doctors prescribe these drugs for Americans not going through such procedures, some patients become addicted to them due to their addictive nature.
通常、これらの医療用麻薬は抗がん剤治療や手術の時のみ使用される薬です。しかし、医師がこのような中毒性の強い薬をがん治療や手術を受けていないアメリカ人に処方した場合、一部の患者が中毒になってしまう場合もあります。
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Phrases of the day. 今日のフレーズ Number 1. Make money off of. 何々で金儲けをする。Make money off of は何々で金儲けをするや何々で金を稼ぐを意味します。これは何かしらの活動や資産を利用して利益を得ることを指します。例えば、彼は YouTube で金を稼いでいるはHe makes money off of YouTube と言い、make money off of の後には具体的な収入源や稼ぐ方法が入ります。例文 John made tons of money off of cryptocurrency. ジョンは仮想通貨で大儲けしました。She makes money off of selling her artwork on Instagram. 彼女はインスタグラムで作品を売ってお金を稼いでいます。My friend makes money off of renting out one of his rooms on Airbnb. 私の友人は Airbnb で自分の部屋を貸し出してお金を稼いでいます。Number 2. Give out. 配る。Give out は何かを配るを意味し、distribute よりも口語的な言い方として使われる口語表現です。例えば、このチラシを配ってくれますか?は、Can you give out these flyers? と言います。また、give out には無料で配布する意味が含まれており、例えば、They're giving out free samples over there は、あっちで無料のサンプルを配布していますよを意味します。ここでは、free をつけなくても無料であることが通じますが、日常会話では、free と組み合わせて使われることが多く、無料であることがより強調されます。例文Can you help me give out these snacks to the kids? 子供たちにお菓子を配るのを手伝ってもらえませんか? They're giving out free pocket tissues in front of the train station. 駅前でポケットティッシュを無料で配布しています。We should give out free samples at the event this weekend. 今週末のイベントで無料サンプルを配りましょう。Number 3. Chronic. 慢性のChronic は長期間にわたって続く、または繰り返し起こるという意味を持ちます。通常、特定の問題や病気が継続的かつ頻繁に現れる場合にこの単語が使われます。例えば、慢性的な腰痛がある場合、I have a chronic back pain と表現し、腰痛が長期間にわたって続いていることを意味します。例文 I've been dealing with a chronic cough for months.何ヶ月も慢性的な咳が続いています。You shouldn't smoke. It can lead to chronic health problems. タバコは吸わない方がいいです。慢性的な健康問題につながります。Many workers at that company are experiencing chronic stress. その会社では多くの従業員が慢性的なストレスを抱えています。Number 4. Strenuous. 激しい、多大な。Strenuous は大変な努力や活動が必要な、や非常に過酷なを意味します。一般的には、物理的または精神的に大変な活動や努力を表す場合に使われます。例えば、激しいトレーニングは、Strenuous workout。建設労働者など体に負担がかかるような仕事を、A physically strenuous job と言います。例文。An ultra marathon is a strenuous event that requires a lot of training. ウルトラマラソンは多くのトレーニングを必要とする過酷なイベントです。Moving furniture all day was a strenuous task. 一日中家具を動かすのは大変な作業でした。His job requires him to perform strenuous physical labor. 彼の仕事は激しい肉体労働が求められます。Number 5. Take medicine. 薬を飲む。薬を飲むは英語で Take medicine と言います。例えば、風邪をひいている友達に薬を飲んだ方がいいよという場合は You should take medicine と言います。また、処方薬を飲むは Take a prescription と言います。例文Make sure you take your medicine before you go to sleep. 寝る前に必ず薬を飲んでください。I just took some antibiotics. Hopefully, I'll start feeling better soon. 抗生物質を飲みました。早く体調が良くなるといいんですが。Which medication do you take for hay fever? 花粉症の薬はどれを飲んでいますか?今日のライブカンバセーションをもう一度流します。最初に聞き取れなかったフレーズや新しく学んだ表現が聞き取るかチェックしましょう。Are you guys ready? Let's listen to the conversation one more time. Live conversation.
America, that's one of the number ones you spoke about.
The southern border issue has been going on, and you know, Trump wanted to build a wall, and he said Mexico was going to pay for it, and then Mexico was like, we're not paying for that. And then Trump tried to get the funds to do it. So, I don't really know what's going on with that currently. I just moved back, and that's not something I heard about abroad. But I do know the drug use is a huge issue in the United States. You know, our doctors and pharmaceutical sales really try to push those kind of narcotics onto people because they make a huge profit off of it. And there are so many Netflix documentaries right now about that situation. I know one just was released maybe a month ago about the opioid crisis that we had with Oxycontin and how that whole thing got started. It's a big problem. So a lot of drugs that are legal here are illegal in other countries because they make a lot of money off of us being sick.
Well, these are prescription medicines or things you can buy from a pharmacy.
They're controlled substances. So it's class two controlled substance. So you either get it from a hospital or you get it from a doctor. And it shouldn't be a normal problem. You usually only have those when you have surgery, but they give them out quite frequently now.
Oh, right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. They're just chronic illnesses, but then obviously it gets into the public use through that avenue.
So you're supposed to only take opioids or morphine or, you know, Oxycontin when you're having a surgery or when you are, you know, doing chemotherapy and having cancer or something very extraneous to where you're in a huge amount of pain. However, because of what's been happening, I don't know, the past 30 years, the FDA has not been so regulated on the technicalities of what's to say they can be used for. As long as a doctor is paying attention, he can advise his patients to take these kind of prescriptions.
Okay.
And then those people are getting addicted, and then it's starting this whole thing. So, because they're addictive substances, it's not something that you're supposed to take for a headache.
Awesome job today. Some of you may not be familiar with opioids, so let me try my best to explain it. Opioids are powerful medicines that are used to relieve pain. They are usually prescribed by doctors to help people who have severe pain from surgery, injuries, or illnesses like cancer. However, there is a problem in the U.S. where many people have become addicted to opioids. some people misuse them by taking more than they need or taking them without prescription.
お疲れ様です。オピオイドについてご存じない方もいらっしゃるかもしれませんので、できる限り説明してみます。オピオイドは痛みを和らげるための強力な薬です。オピオイドは通常、手術や怪我、癌などの病気で激しい痛みを抱えている人を助けるために医師から処方されます。しかし、アメリカでは多くの人がオピオイド中毒になっているという問題があります。必要以上に服用したり、処方箋なしで服用したりして、オピオイドを誤用する人がいます。
One of the main reasons why opioid addiction has become a significant problem in the U.S. is that doctors used to prescribe opioids too frequently in the past. They believed that opioids were a safe and effective way to manage pain. However, many people who were prescribed opioids ended up becoming addicted, and some even resorted to illegal opioids like heroin when they could no longer obtain prescription drugs. Unfortunately,Opioid overdoses have caused many deaths and have become a serious issue in the U.S.
アメリカではオピオイド中毒が大きな問題となった主な理由の一つは、過去に医師がオピオイドを頻繁に処方していたことです。医師たちは、オピオイドは安全で効果的な痛み止めだと信じていたのです。しかし、オピオイドを処方された人の多くが中毒になり、処方薬が手に入らなくなると、ヘロインのような違法なオピオイドに手を出す人さえいました。残念ながら、オピオイドの過剰摂取は多くの死者を出し、米国では深刻な問題となっています。
最後にお知らせがあります。来週はゴールデンウィークのため、ポッドキャストは1週間お休みとなります。次回のエピソードは5月10日の配信を予定しています。楽しくて安全なゴールデンウィークをお過ごしください。
皆さんは英語を勉強しているとき、英語を一緒に勉強できる仲間が身近にいたらいいのになぁと思ったことはありませんか？ハパ英会話公式コミュニティハパバディーズは英語好きなメンバーが集う会員制の Facebook コミュニティです。ハパバディーズでは会話で使えるフレーズや表現を学びながらアウトプット練習を行ったり、他のメンバーと英語の情報交換をしたり、ネイティブ講師とオンラインで交流を深めたりしながら楽しく英語を学んでいただけます。もし他の英語学習者とつながれる場所を探しているなら、ハパバディーズには英語を愛する素晴らしい仲間がたくさんいます。初月は無料でお試しいただけますので、ぜひ活用してください。とても楽しいコミュニティなので、もしかするとあなたの人生が変わるかもしれません。So, what are you waiting for? Come and join the fun at Hapa Buddies. You never know, it might change your life. Before you guys take off, don't forget to check out Podcast Plus.Podcast Plus is a new Hapa Eikaiwa podcast service, and it's a platform that will allow you to study this podcast more effectively and efficiently. The Podcast Plus includes the English and Japanese transcript of the entire episode, the English-only audio file, individual audio files, the full version of the live conversation, and much more. You can try it out for free for the first month, so make sure you take advantage of it.You can find more information about Podcast Plus on the Hapa Eikaiwa blog.
最後に、Podcast Plus を忘れずにチェックしてください。Podcast Plus は新しい Hapa Eikaiwa のサービスで、このポッドキャストをより効果的かつ効率的に学習できるプラットフォームです。Podcast Plus には、エピソード全体の英語と日本語のスクリプト、英語のみの音声ファイル、個別再生用の音声ファイル、そしてフルバージョンのライブカンバセーションなどが含まれています。初月は誰でもポッドキャストプラスを無料でお試しいただけますので、ぜひ活用してください。ポッドキャストプラスの詳細については、ハパ英会話のブログをご覧ください。
You can find today's show notes on the Hapa 英会話 blog. The show notes include a full transcript and a detailed outline of today's episode.
今日のエピソードの詳細はハパ英会話のブログに掲載されています。会話の全文、今日のフレーズと要約、またポッドキャストでは説明できなかった表現や言い回しを英語と日本語でまとめていますので、ぜひご覧ください。
If you have any comments or feedbacks, feel free to leave a message on my blog.
ご意見やご感想などがございましたら、ハパ英会話のブログにぜひコメントを寄せください。ハパ英会話は Facebook、Twitter、Insta、YouTube でほぼ毎日会話に役立つ英語のワンポイントレッスンをお届けしています。また毎朝午前6時に無料のメルマガを配信していますので、まだ登録されていない方はぜひご登録ください。
Thanks for listening today. You guys have an awesome day, and I will catch you again next week. Take it easy. Peace.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.